Marty, as usual, a very busy week. Let's get right to it. Early voting is already underway, and you are continuing comprehensive election coverage. What do you have for us this week?
I have a number of stories, Fred. District 5 race in the county commission. There are three of the seats that are up for election this year. We've done District 1, District 3. This is now District 5. And we are kind of profiling the two candidates. Karen Trujillo is the Democrat. Kim Hakes is the Republican. And he is their backgrounds are a little bit different, but they really talk about what they would do. Also, Doñana County leads the state in early voting. Apparently, some people think it's because now we're getting used to this in the county after the mail-in election, which was, kind of an early voting deal as well. And there are some numbers here how we compare to past elections in Doñana County and how we compare to other counties, specifically Bernalillo County, in the state. So an interesting breakdown there.
And speaking of voting, I know you have a profile of the new county clerk as well, Amanda Lopez Askin, who people, if that name sounds familiar, maybe remember her as a student regent at New Mexico State.
Yes, and there's Mike Cook did an interview with her and talked about her her background. She was kind of a surprise pick. Mm-hmm. By the commissioners. And so, because Lindsey Bachman was already the deputy clerk, and some people thought that maybe she would be elevated to the clerk. But Lindsey is now also still retained in the office, and she's quoted in here as well. And it's a feel-good article about going forward and how they're going to manage now in the wake of Mr. Kraling's departure.
Okay. Also, you have a story about the city of Las Cruces, which is getting into the business, if you will, of helping to fund film production. The state has been doing this for a long time with a state incentive program. Now the city is helping with a movie filming called Walking with Herb.
They had already committed $25,000 to this, the city had, and there was a vote on Monday of this week to increase that, to double that, to $50,000. And apparently, we are told that the movie is also, the producers are also receiving $50,000 from both Coca-Cola and Titleist, which makes golf equipment, for product placement in the movie. And of course, it is Walking with Herb is definitely a golf related movie, and it's being shot here in Las Cruces. It's based on the book of the same title by Joe Bullock. He's a Las Cruces banker, and the council is saying basically that the money will come back in spades because this is going to put Las Cruces on the map in many ways. They're calling this the biggest independent film ever produced in the state of New Mexico. And it's going to kind of roll into Cruces' attempt to become a film destination.
Okay. We'll see. That'll be very interesting. You have a preview of the Las Cruces Country Music Festival.
Indeed. Dwight Yoakam, Randy Houser, Rick Trevino are the three headliners, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in that order. And then there are some other that are a little bit lesser, but still playing on the main stage, Sawyer Brown, and Frankie Ballard, Kingleg, Brendan Hunt, and also some local and regional acts as well. So we have a rundown on all of that.
All right. And finally, in business, you have a first for the Las Cruces area. A distillery has opened.
Dry Point Distillery is not far from the Bulletin.
Yeah.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
But Chris Schaefer and his father, who is a physician in Mesilla, are running this, opening it and running it. It's a tasting room. It's not going to be a bar per se. It's not going to be a restaurant right now. Eventually, they want to maybe get another location. They're talking about maybe even close to NMSU where they can open up a bigger operation with food. But for now, They are open, and this is a new industry after the craft beer industry. It's really going to take off, probably.
Okay, it's called Dry Point Distillers. Thanks so much for being with us. Marty Racine is the managing editor of The Bulletin.
Thank you.